Here we're starting Chof Hayyam Aleph. We're about eight lines down on Chof Hayyam Aleph by the two dots, Itmar. If a person has excrement on his flesh or his hand is sitting in a bathroom, Ravuna says mutter to read kriyashma. Ravchista also likros kriyashma. Ravchista says it's also to read kriyashma. Rava says my time in Ravuna. What's the reason Ravuna that it's mutter to read kriyashma when you have that on you? Every person can praise God. Ravchista also likros kriyashma. My time in Ravchista. Why would it be also? All of my bones have to say Hashem Michamocha, and if all my bones can't say it, right, then you can't do it. In that, this case, where you have Tsoa on you or your hand is somewhere out there, you can't do it. Itmar. Let's say you have a really bad smell that has an ikker to it. In other words, there's something that it's coming from. Rav Huna. You got to stay four amos away, says Rav Huna. You can read kriyashma four amos away. You don't just get four amos away from the spot where the thing is coming from, the smell is coming from. You have to go four amos away from where the smell ends. And that's where you read kriyashma. Tanakh was a rochas. We have a brazil like rochas. So you go out and kriyashma. Look negative to us. And we look negative to us. Klovim. A person should not read kriyashma opposite the tzoa, the excrement of a human being, and not opposite the excrement of a dog. We're looking at tzoas chazir, and not opposite the excrement of a pig. We're looking at tzoas hergulim, and not by chickens. We're looking at tzoas hashba, and not by a garbage vehicle rub that smells really bad. But if it's 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower, you could sit right next to it, and you could read kriyashma avim lav, as long as you don't smell it. Obviously, the lav, marking maleinov, and if not, you got to stay as far away as the eyes can see. The chinlit feeling, so too when it comes to feel. Reach rash yesh lo ikker. If there's a bad smell that has an ikker to a market down, welcome a reach. The kori kriyashma. You stay four amos away from the place where it smells, and you read kriyashma. That's like Rav Chista, who says you stay four amos away from the smell, not from the actual thing, but from the smell. And read kriyashma there. Amarava. Leisuk goes mesnisa, but we don't paskin that way. Says Rava. Right, so we say like Yaldetan, and we hold like the following verse: Liko Adam Kriyashma, looking negative to us, Adam looking negative to us, Chazim looking negative to us, Klovim Bismanshin, Nasan Oros L'Sochan. You don't read Kriyashma opposite the excrement of a person, of a pig, or dogs, if they're putting skins inside. And the reason why they did this is because this tsoa was used to smooth down the skin. If it was used for that, then it's going to really smell, and at that point, that's when it's really bad. Right, but regularly, you don't have to worry about it so much. And therefore, you don't have to worry about all these things in the Mishnah itself, because the Mishnah said you can't do anything opposite the stuff. We don't hold that way. They ask Rav Sheshes, let's say it's just a smell, but there's no ikker. Then what's the how far do you have to weigh? Look at these mats in the base matters. Some people are sleeping, and some people are learning. While they're sleeping, they're passing gas, and yet still they're learning on the other side. That's when we talk about divrei Torah, that's only of your friends. But if it's your own smell, right, then you got a problem. You wouldn't be able to say divrei Torah. So again, so when it comes to kriyashma, we're not going to be makel. We are makel by divrei Torah, but divrei Torah, even by your own, if it's your own smell, you got to wait until it stops smelling. Itmar, we learned, it was said. If the tzoa is going from one place to the other, so it's passing by, you know, you have like a garbage truck or whatever. Abai says, Mutter Rikriyashma, Rav Amar also likros Kriyashma. Amar Abai Minam, in the word, where I get that from, says, Vaya Dinan. You'll learn a Mishnah, Tomei Omitach, the Ilma Torah over. Tomei. If a Tomei person is standing underneath a tree and a Torah person is passing by, then we assume that the person who's taller becomes Tomei. Tor Omitach, the Ilan. If the Torah guy is standing underneath the tree, the Tomei over, and the Tomei is passing by, Tahor. Since the Tomei guy is just passing by, he's not really under the tree, so therefore the Tumah doesn't transfer the guy's Torah Bim Amad, but if the Tomei guy stands, Tomei. The Chem Be'Evim Menegas, and the same thing applies regarding Evim Menegas, which refers to then a stone that the Metzora has over there. If there's a stone there, it goes by what the Metzora is. Over there, it has to do with Kavius, about who's set. He sits alone outside the campus where he sits. Over here, we're talking about, and therefore, there's no issue of because it's always over. So, in this case, right, Abai would say, right, his raya is from, you know, these things going by. Rava says that has no shaykhah star case whatsoever. Over there is a question of whether or not you become tummy or a Torah, whatever it is. Here, it's also likros kriyashma because, listen, it's not machaneh kachad. It's not a holy place since there's tzoa veris going by. That's what Rava says is also to read kriyashma. We pass him like Rava. Amar Pavad pi chazir kitzoa verizami. The mouth of a pig is like tzoa veris, and you cannot daven anywhere near it. You can't say kriyashma anywhere near it. Pshita. Even though it just got up from the river, maybe you think it's clean. It's not clean. All mouths of pigs are disgusting. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Suffolk tzoa asura. If it's a suffolk, whether it's excrement or not, then it's also suffolk merigalim. If it's a suffolk, if it's urine mutarim, then it's mutar to say kriyas shma daven bayit. Igadami Amar Rabbi Yehuda tzoa suffolk tzoa bebayis mutaris. If you don't know if it's in a house, it's mutar because you assume it's not. Ba'ashba, but it's outside in the garbage dump asura. You have to assume it is suffolk merigalim. If you don't know if it's urine, if you ba'ashba mutar, and even in an ashba, you would be mutar. Because merigalim is not as bad, and it smells definitely not as bad. The only time that the Torah assert is opposite reserved places where people go to the bathroom. The pasuk says you should have like a shovel outside of the camp, and you should go outside and dig a little area for you to go to the bathroom. And then you should have a peg. Because and you should cover up your tzoa with that. Okay, why does it say yad and then yesed? It depends on what you have. Right, a yad could be used for ketanim, a yesed might be used for gedolim. So by the Torah only answers the amud, the place where you're actually going to the bathroom. Hanafla arashari, but as soon as the urine hits the ground, then it should be fine. Rabbanu de gazavu, and the rabbis were the only ones that were gozer that if there's urine on the ground, there'd be a problem. Chizval rabbanu vadon. The only time the rabbis made that gzera about urine is if you didn't, you know that it's urine. Avosfikin lo gazer, they never made their gzera about suffolk urine, and that's why it's going to be mutter if you don't know if it's urine. And vadon ad kama, how far do you have to stay away if it's vada? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel calls matshmat fichin, as long, I shouldn't say how far away, but how long do you have to worry about it? As long as it's wet on the ground. Rabbi Yochanan calls matshmat fichin as long as it's wet. Rabbi Ula calls matshmat fichin as long as it's wet. Geniva mishmei Rava Amar calls matshmat fichin nicker. Geniva says the name Rava, it doesn't have to be wet as long as you can see that urine was there. If the rishuma, if the impression is still there, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Shorli Mar LeGeniva, may God forgive Geneva for saying that. Asher Tzoa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Kevin Shakom Rupanam Mutar. By Tzoa, by excrement, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Rav, as soon as it hardens, it's going to be Mutar. Merigalim, boy, if Merigalim is already swallowed up in the ground and it's dried up and there's just a Rishum, that's Akasha. Amalei Abaye, Maichos Dismachta Ha, Samacha. Why would you be so much on this one? Listen, that's one thing. That tzoa, even if it's like pottery now and it's hardened, asur, it's still asur. What does that mean that it's tzoa kacharis, that it's like pottery? If you throw it and it doesn't crumble up, the ikadami calls much go live in efreches, as long as you roll it and it doesn't crumble up. So we see that it's hardened, right? And yet still it's going to be asur. So you were saying above that tzoa kivin shekom rabbanan is mutter. Maybe this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is the more normal one because it says that no matter what, but so it's always going to be a problem. I'm Ravina. Havakayim the kamid Rav Yehuda midifti. I was standing in front of Rav Yehuda midifti. Chazal always saw it. So Amali, I need come up and hello. Go check out if it's crumbly or not, if it's hardened or not. You can have a ayin imi floi pa flui, look for cracks. So we see that really it's the heter is kormu panel, like the original statement. The original statement of what's it called, of Rav, right? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So we say, Hamai Havila. So in the end, what's the halacha? What do we hold regarding all this? Because obviously we have issues. Is it Rishuma Nicker? Is it Matfichin when it comes to urine? When it comes to excrement? Is it when it hardens? Is it when it's Kecheres? What ends up being? Mahavila, Itmar, Tzoa Kecheres. If the Tzoa is as hard as pottery, Amimar Amrasura, Amimar says, Zosu Marzutra, Amrutar, Mazutra says, Mutu Amarava, Husa Tzoa Kecheres Asura. The halacha is that Tzoa as hard as Kecheres is also Miraglan, Kos Matfichin, Miraglan, as long as it's wet. That's when it's a problem. If it's not like that, then if it's already dried up, but you can see the rishum, then it's going to be mutter, and that's against Geneva. Meso, we have a cat problem. Meiraglan calls mashavitchina surin. Whenever it's wet, it's asur. Nivlu yavshu. If it gets swallowed up in the ground and it's dried up, it's mutter. My lav nivlu dumin yavshu. It sounds like swallowed up is similar to being dried. My avshadim rishum aniker. Dried up means you can't see anything there. Af nivlu din rishum aniker. Nivlu swallowed up in the ground also means there's no rishum aniker. You can only see anything. A rishum aniker. But if you do see something, asur afal kaptein matfich, and then it would be asur even though it's not wet. Wait a second. No, look at the first part. Kol zman shebatichun udasur. It's only if it's wet is it's going to be asur. Ha rishum aniker shari. But if you can see the rishum, you can see the mark, then it's going to be mutter. You can't learn anything from this. There's no proof either way. So you can't prove anything whether or not that's going to be it. So we're going to have to go with Meraglayim Kos Mach Matfichin. Lemikatanoi. Maybe there's Machlozanoim here. Kli Chenishbukun Meraglayim, Muscle Kros Kriyash Magnegdo. If you have a Kli in which urine spilled out from it, it's also to recreate my opposite of Meraglayim Atsum Shnipshachu, the actual urine that fell out. Nivlu mutter. When they get swallowed up in the ground, it's mutter to read. Lo Nivlu Osir. If it's not swallowed up in the ground, then it's also Rabbiosum Kos Mach Matfichin. As long as it's wet, my little commentary on comment. Now, wait a second. If Rabbi Yossi is saying every time that it's wet, what what does it mean by swallowed up or not? The Tanna Kamma says, Elim nivlu de matfichin, if nivlu means it's not wet, lo nivlu de matfichin, and not swallowed up, then it's wet. Also, Rabbi Yisrael Nirkos Mashu Matfichin Uda, also Rishu Menikr Shari, Hainu Tanna Kamma, then it's the same thing as the Tanna Kamma. There's no difference between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi doing? Ela nivlu must be a Rishu Menikr, lo nivlu de Rishu Menikr. So it must be like Geniva in the name of Rav. Then nivlu swallowed up means you can't see anything. And if it's lo nivlu, that means Rishu Menikr, but it's not wet. Also, Rabbi Yossi Nirkos Mashu Matfichin Uda, also. No, it's only also when it's wet, or Rishumanikar Shari, but if you just see a mark, it's going to go to low. So the Gemara says no. Kuli Alma Kos Mashmatikun Dasar. Everybody agrees that if it's wet, it's Asar. How Rishumanikar Shari. But if you only see the mark, it's Mutter. Against Geneva and against Rav. Turn the page on Chafi Yama Beis. Right? Really, what are they arguing about? Now, the difference is how wet it has to be. Does it have to be wet to be able to make something else wet, or just wet? Yorid Litvon Yohol Alos. Okay, so we have the two dots. Lema Tanasamaka Rebbe Lezer. Sounds like this is like Rebbe Lezer Damarad Netachama, all the way up until Netachama, because it says Yorid Litvon Yohol Alos is able to get up. So we see you have until Netachama. Feel it in Rebbe Yeshua. Tumak Vasikin. Right? You could say it's Rebbe Yeshua. Maybe this guy wants to go like the Vasikin. Don't Rebbe Yochanan Vasikin, or you go to the Netachama. The Vasikin would finish Shema by Netachama, but you don't have to. You still really have 3 hours into the day. If not, cover yourself up with water and read. But his heart can see his erva. We're talking about really dirty water. It's like it's part of the ground. Also, and therefore your heart will not see the erva, and that's why it's mutter. If it's clear water, you can sit up to your neck and read that way. And some say make it dirty with your foot by putting dirt all around, right, in the water itself. A Tanakama, really liberals the erva, but a Tanakama, how could he say just sit up to your neck? Can't your heart see the erva? Because it's clear water. Because really liberals the erva motor, he holds that if your heart sees the erva, that's so motor. A cable rose erva, doesn't your heel see the erva? Because a cable rose erva motor, that's also motor. The only thing you can't have is your eyes can't see the erva. That's what he would hold. That's what the Tanakama holds. Idmar. A cable rose erva motor, if your heel sees the erva, it's going to be able to know Gea. If your heel is touching the erva, if you're sitting in a position like how the Indians sit, Abaye Amar Asur, Abaye says it's going to be Asur, Rav Amar Motor, Rav says it's going to be Motor. Razvid Masan Lucha Shmaitza Hachi, Razvid learned the Shmaitza that way, Rechinina Bereda Ravika Masan Hachi, he learned it like this, Nogiyad Virkol Asur, if it touches, if your foot is touching the Erva, everybody agrees it's Asur. Roe, if your feet can see the Erva, Abaye Amar Asur, Rav Amar Motor, Lonin Ator the Malachi Shores, the Torah was not given to Malachi Shores, not always can you be in a perfect position to say, Kreshman Vihilsa, Nogiyad Asur, Roe Motor, and we Paskin, if it's touching, then it's Asur, if it's only seeing it, then it's Motor Amar Rava. It's all about Shashis. If you have Soa, on the other side of a glass, but you can see it, but it's covered, and you can't smell. Mutzal likros kriyas shma connector. You can say kriyas shma even though you're looking at the tzoa. Erva b'ashoshes also likros kriyas shma connector. An erva through the glass or whatever it is, that's also to read kriyas shma opposite it. Tzoa b'ashoshes mutzal likros kriyas shma connector. The tzoa b'kisa tell him also because listen by tzoa it's up to is it covered? B'mechasi it's covered even though you can see it. Erva b'ashoshes also likros kriyas shma connector. V'leir b'chayev zavra amar chaman. The Torah says you can't see anything that's an erva. V'alkamechasi and you're seeing an erva. That's why it's also rabbi tzoa kolshu v'alav rok. If you have a little bit of tzoa, get rid of it by spitting on it. Amar Rav Brokav, it's got to be thick spit. Amar Rav Tzoa Beguma, if it's inside a hole, maniach sandal of a kari kriyashma, you can put your sandal on it and read kriyashma, because it's already in a pit, you just need to cover it up. Bamar Ved Ravina Tzoa Devuka Vesandal Amai, what if it's stuck to your shoe? Take it, that's a problem. Don't do that if you don't have to. Amar Rav Yehuda, Akum Arum, also likros kriyashma kenadio. If a non-Jew is naked, it's also to read kriyashma opposite the non-Jew. Mayiri Akum, Afilu Yisol Nami, why deal with a non-Jew? Even if it's a Jew, you can't read kriyashma opposite a naked Jew. Yisol Pshita Lelasa, we know that a Jew is Asar. Akum Yisrichle, we need to tell you about a non-Jew. Since the pasuk describes their flesh as the flesh of a donkey, maybe it's like a donkey, so it's not considered nakedness. That even non-Jews, if they're naked, it's called an erva. They did not see the erva of their father, referring to Noach. Okay, so that's why it's also. So the Mishnah says, don't cover it not with bad water or mayim mishra or soaking water until you pour more water into there. Says the Gemara, also how much water do you have to pour in there in order to be mutter to be able to read kriyashma? Don't cover yourself with bad water or soaking water where you wash clothing at all. If it's urine, you have to pour into it water and then you read in order to be mevatel the urine. That's how you do it. So there's two parts of the Mishnah. There's don't read in those areas at all, even if you pour water into them, because it's a huge pool. Right? Meraglayim, you have to pour in water. And then, once you're mevatel, tan rabbanan kamayatzel l'silchamayim, how much do you have to pour in? Kol shu.
Rav Zakeh Amar Revius. Rav Zakeh says Revius. Amar Rav Nachman Machlukes L'Basof Apetchila Kol Shein. The Machlukes is if it's already there, the urine's already there, and you're pouring water to mevatel it. But in the beginning, if you pour a little bit of water and then you urinate in there, that's fine. Revius Amar Machlukes L'Chachila. No, the Machlukes is in the beginning. Aval Sot Verikol Revius. At the end, after your person urinates, then everybody agrees it's got to be the amount of a Revius of water. Amar Revius L'Shamish. Revius said to his Shamish, I said Revius to my kizuk Rav Zakeh. Let's hold like Rav Zakeh. Give me a Revius of water. So when he saw urine, he poured a Revius of water on there. Two dots. Ton Rav. If a person sees a toilet or a urinal, also the cross kriyashma can off the bishem ban klum. Even if there's nothing in there, you cannot read kriyashma opposite these things. Meraglayim atman shiatzol zochemayim. The urine itself, you have to wait until you pour a little bit of water in there. Kamiatzol zochemayim. How much you have to pour in? Kol shiu, even a tiny little bit of zakim on revius. Ben lufnei mito ben laachram mito. You have to pour in revius, whether it's in front of the bed or behind the bed, doesn't make a difference. Rishim gomli omer laachram mito kore. If it's behind the bed, you can read kriyashma lufnei mito, but it's in front of the bed where people see it, eno kore. You can't read a marchu garba. Almost a but you could go four almost away, and you could read Rishon and Lazar. I'm feel by Ismaya Amo Lo Yikrat Shiotim Oshiniyachem Tachzamita. Even if your house is 100 amos long, do not read Kriyashma until you take it out completely or you put it underneath the bed itself. Okay, so all of this is referring to what happens if you have that urine right by the bed. Iboilu. Heiri Kamaracham Mito Kormiyad. How could Rishon Gamliel go ahead and say that behind the bed you can read immediately Kriyashma Lefnei Mito Marcha Avon Sokore, and in front of the bed you keep 4 amos away and you read Odoma Hokikam? Maybe this is what he's trying to say. Lacham Mito Marcha Dalamas Vakore. If it's behind the bed, then you go Dalad Amos away. Lefnei Mito No Kore Klaub. If in front of the bed you don't read at all, Toshmad, the Tanri Rishon Lazomer, Acham Mito Kormiyad, Lefnei Mito Marcha Dalad Amos. If it's behind the bed, you read immediately. If it's in front of the bed, you keep 4 amos away. So even if it's 100 amos, right, you don't read until you take them out or you put it somewhere around there. So by any sheetal, and so you answered what we were asking, because the answer is if it's behind the bed, you read immediately. If it's in front of the bed, you have 4 amos. But now we have a sira, because before Rishim and Gamliel and Rabbi Rishim and Elazar were switched with the sheetas right now. So who holds what? So epach bas raiso. Let's switch the second braiso. My chaz is the afchas bas raiso. So why would you switch the second braiso? Why not switch the first braiso? Mashmatale damar kuli kabayis kavar avamusami. Because who's the one that says that the entire house is like dalet amos? Rishim and Elazar. That's Rishim and Elazar. So in the second braiso, it's Rishim and Gamliel that says the whole house is a problem. It can't be. It's got to be Rishim and Elazar, and we messed up in that second braiso. Amar Rav Yosef, Bominim Rav Huna. I asked Rav Huna, Mitabachus Mishlosha, Pshitalik Lavadami. I understand if a bed is less than 3 tefachim from the ground, it counts as lavad, it counts as part of the ground. Shosha Abrachamisha, Shisha Shiva, Shimona, Tisha, Mahu. Let's say it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tefachim off the ground. What's the halacha in that case? What do we consider it when it comes to this type of stuff? And when we see, like, is it considered like there's something underneath? Is it considered like part of the ground? Or is the bed in a totally different place? What do we do over here? So I'm like, lo yadana. He said back to me, this is what Rav Huna said back. Well, I don't know. Asar v'ad alun v'oili. I didn't have a kasha about 10. Good. It's a good thing you didn't ask about a bed that's 10 tefachim high. Everybody agrees that if the bed is 10 tefachim high off the ground, even if there's something on it, then there's no kasha whatsoever. It's like it's not underneath it, right? Because you're in a totally different rishus, so you could sit on the bed and recreate shema even if there's so underneath or meraglam underneath. The halacha is exactly that. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's like lavud. It's like part of the ground. The bed is on the ground itself, and you got a problem if there's something there. If it's 10 tefachim high, then it's another rishos. Rav Yosef asked that to Rav Huna. He wasn't able to answer him, so he got to be machmer. We pass him like Rav Shimon Elazar, that if anything in the house, you got to take it out. V'chenam Rabali, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, brother of Shmuel. Bali says the name of Yaakov, son of the daughter of Shmuel. Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Amrein, Halach Rav Shimon Elazar, but Rav holds that Halach is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav Achoy, Yasek Lelebrei, Be Rav Yisabar Shmuel Barmarto. Rav Achoy tried to get his son married off to the base, to the people in the basement of Rav Yisabar Shmuel Barmarto, in one of the houses, and somebody to his house. Ayin L'chopa, Yibar Amr, L'chopa V'lo Mestayim Milsa, it just didn't work. Things didn't work out. He wasn't able to finish the Maisabia. Also, Basil Yune, he went behind him to figure out what was going on. Chosu Sefer Torah, he saw a Sefer Torah that was sitting in the room. How could you have done this? How could you put a Sefer Torah in the room where my son was trying to be together with his wife? That's a sakana for my son. If a house has a Sefer Torah tefillin, you can't be together with your wife. Until you take out the Sefer Torah, the tefillin. Or you keep them far away in a way where it's covered beyond a cover. That's only if it's a kli that's not their kli avol kli shul kol yada filo asar money kichamani to me, if it's the place where it's supposed to be, even if there's 10 things on top of it, that's not good enough. It's all like one kli that's covering it. That's not good enough. You have to have it completely covered. So either way, you cannot have a sefer Torah inside there whatsoever. It's something that a person should know that, you know, for the first night of the wedding, you should make sure that your tefillin are covered completely by bag on top of another bag. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Glima akamatra kiklibso klidami. When it comes to like this argaz shel sfarim, like a sort of like a thing that you put it in like bookcases, that's like klibso kli over there. So that's why it didn't work out. That's what he was saying. We'll stop right there on the top of Chavavim and Aleph.